my grandparents were still living in 41 while the work was going on. I don't remember the reconstruction at the Crescent end. I think that was mostly complete before I can remember. But I do remember them starting up at 48 and 47 and working their way back down. And I do remember when they were doing the Merchant's House, or the Little Museum as it was known as then, and the houses being skeletons, where the secret garden is now, so that was the outhouses or the privies, and there was that was all bulldozed. There was a big tracked bulldozer down there, again, fascinating for a young lad. I do remember the smell of the grease and the diesel. So again, as a young boy, you see this picture here, there's ladders going up into the second floor, yeah. Up into the attics as well. And I was given free run. Health and safety in the 70s was somewhat different to what it is now, and this was my playground. It was great fun. Up and down those ladders, getting under the builders' feet. They were mostly carpenters, obviously, because of being timber framed. There was a few bricklayers, but mostly they were carpenters. And they were great fun. There was always a small fire going somewhere where they were burning the rotten wood. When they were taking the big beams out, they were taken to the field behind the abbey, down by the Swilgett. And the fires got so big that they actually used the bulldozer to put the beams onto the fire. They were huge. So much of that was ancient, but it was rotten. It had to go.
And you can clearly see, can't you, in the pictures there, those beams being exposed. I mean, one house right in the middle there, all we pretty much have is that kind of that skeleton of the beams going up into the apex. Mm-hmm. And they've got cement mixer there in the foreground. And you'd have been running around throughout all of that scaffolding.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, all around there, climbing up and down the scaffolding. In and out the buildings, there'd be nails sticking out and all sorts, but we just didn't care. The little wall that's in the foreground here, I remember the footings being dug for that. They laid concrete in the bottom, ready for the foundations. The builder that had done it, and there was a big earth mound. We used to go through all the earth because in the ground that was being dug up, there was hundreds and hundreds of pieces of clay pipe, the stems. I never found any bowls, but loads, so much that in the end, we used to just chuck it away. That and Wedgwood pattern crockery. That was the two things that seemed to stick out in my mind. But I remember climbing up and down on this pile of mud after the builder telling me not to knock any mud into the footing. And of course, accidentally, and it did go in, he was a bit cross. But they were great. Now, I remember Birdie that used to live next door to my grandparents in what is now the office. And what I remember, she was a little old lady, lovely, friendly. They were all friendly. That's what I remember. Everybody seemed to be happy here. Maybe it's rose-tinted glasses from 50 years ago, but everybody seemed to be content with their life. Didn't have great material wealth. You know, my grandparents had an old black and white telly with just one channel, but that was sufficient. But everybody seemed happy, and Birdie, I had a free run when she lived there. I used to run around in her house, play in her house, and go and chat to her. And what I remember distinctly is her sole source of water was a cold tap on the outside. This little old lady, and she wanted to make a cup of tea or anything, she had to go outside and fill the kettle up from this tap on the outside.
And so when was your grandparents' house restored? When did all of those renovations happen?
That was one of the last ones. They were the final ones to be done, the office and 41. And we can't remember exactly when they moved into 47. It would have been, I think, either 1969 or 1970, because they were definitely in 47 when the Queen came in 1971, because my grandfather received Maundy money from the Queen. There was three recipients that year, my grandfather being one of them. And that year was special because I think it was the first year that had the 50 pence coin in it, because we just had decimalisation. Mm. I remember 47 far better than 41 because I was I would have been 8 or 9 when they moved to 47, and I was 15 when my grandfather died, so I have distinct memories of 47, and I frequently stayed in 47 up in the attic bedroom.